I'm Rhonda Hamilton with Jazz Set from WBGO and NPR Music, remembering Mulgrew Miller. When WBGO celebrated our 25th anniversary in 2004, we threw a party and Mulgrew Miller was with us. It was a mini homecoming. Mulgrew had lived here in Newark, New Jersey in the 1980s, when we were the new jazz station in town, and Mulgrew was the new pianist, and a really, really good one. Miller died on May 29, 2013, following a cerebral hemorrhage, and the jazz world is grieving the loss of this beloved man. Mulgrew Miller was born in 1955 in Greenwood, Mississippi. At age six, he started playing hymns on the piano. He picked out melodies and harmonies by ear, using the black keys exclusively, as he told WBGO's Gary Walker decades later in an on-air conversation. The irony, he said, is that everybody knows the black keys are the difficult ones. Mulgrew leveled the field, and then some, by becoming able to play whatever he imagined in any key, at any tempo, and always in the moment. Mississippi was ground zero for the civil rights movement, and Mulgrew lived that history. I was in the first wave of children that integrated schools. I didn't go to school with white kids until I was in the 10th grade, he said much later. At 14, when he saw Oscar Peterson on the Joey Bishop TV show, Mulgrew set his musical direction for life. First, he went to Memphis State University and met fellow pianists James Williams and Donald Brown. Then Mulgrew went on the road with the Duke Ellington Orchestra conducted by Mercer Ellington. And finally, Mulgrew worked with, in this sequence and back-to-back, vocalist Betty Carter, Newark-born trumpeter Woody Shaw, drummer Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and drummer Tony Williams. Later, he shared lessons learned from those experiences and more with his students. For 8 years until his unexpected death, Miller led the Jazz Studies program at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey, with his colleague David Dempsey. Some of his students called him Professor Mulgrew. Now his students, colleagues, fellow musicians, and jazz lovers worldwide mourn the loss of Mulgrew Miller. And we remember him with his music from three recent performances on Jazz Set.
I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set, performances from NPR Music. We're at the Detroit International Jazz Festival for the two pianos of artist in residence, Mulgrew Miller to the right, and his friend and foil, Kenny Barron, on the left. Later in the hour, Mulgrew Miller and Wingspan take flight on Jazz Set. like someone in love. Mulgrew Miller and Kenny Barron are at Two Pianos Labor Day weekend in Detroit, Michigan. When they met again a few weeks later in St. Louis, a reviewer wrote that Mulgrew's left foot was pulsing four on the floor and the session was a masterclass in listening. Now, jumping to the waterfront stage, here's Mulgrew Miller with Dwayne Eubanks on trumpet, saxophonist Steve Wilson, and Steve Nelson on vibes. The band is Wingspan, in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for braving the cool air. You've just heard a song by a pianist that preceded me in Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Donald Brown. It's called Waltz for Monk. At the drums, Mr. Rodney Green. And from Chicago, Illinois, on the upright bass, Mr. Ivan Taylor. And on the alto and soprano saxophones, the fantastic Mr. Steve Wilson. And at the trumpet, the youngest member of the famous Eubanks clan, Mr. Dwayne Eubanks. And at the vibraphones, they have none other than the genius of Mr. Steve Nelson.
Mulgrew Miller's Wingspan is outdoors in Detroit on Jazz Set. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. As artist in residence at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Mulgrew Miller is booked solid. In between appointments, he's hoofing it to the next stage. Mulgrew might wave and smile, he's always polite that way, but he keeps his pace because somewhere nearby, an audience is waiting. Once on stage, he lowers himself to the bench. Mulgrew's quite tall. Pulls up to the keys and talks to us through his music. On an early CD, Mulgrew wrote the words that are his credo for Wingspan. I strive to compose beautiful melodies and interpret them with a beat that dances. Now I like that. His next piece is about refusing to be rushed. He calls it When I Get There. Thank you.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater receives support from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Wilson on the saxophone. Dwayne Eubanks on the trumpet. Steve Nelson on the vibraphone. Rodney Green at the drums. Ivan Taylor at the bass. My name is Mulgrew Miller.
I'm Rhonda Hamilton with Jazz Set with Didi Bridgewater from the 2010 Detroit Jazz Festival. I was there, too, enjoying the fun, as Mulgrew Miller ran from stage to stage to play with his trio, with his William Patterson University student septet, the Michigan State Big Band, play with Kenny Barron, and with his group, Wingspan. He chose the name Wingspan in honor of Charlie Parker, also known as Bird. Now we fly from Detroit to Washington, D.C. In 2002, the Mulgrew Miller Trio opened the Kennedy Center Jazz Club, and in 2012 came back for the 10th anniversary. Mulgrew is joined by Ivan Taylor on bass and Rodney Green on drums, playing My Foolish Heart on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
We thank Director of Jazz Kevin Struthers at the Kennedy Center for the Mulgrew Miller Trio at the KC Jazz Club, and Artistic Director Terry Pontremoli for Mulgrew Miller at the 2010 Detroit Jazz Festival. We have been remembering the late Mulgrew Miller on this edition of Jazzette. Dede Bridgewater and all of the Jazzette team offer our condolences and gratitude to his family. Long live his music and his memory. I'm Rhonda Hamilton.